Hey everybody, I want to talk a little bit today quickly about some bad trading results I had yesterday. So I'm in the transition right now from not always day trading to having some more swing trades and longer term trades that I'm doing. And it's a transition that you have hiccups sometimes because it's like being a sprinter and then trying to run like an 800 meter or something like that. I think that's another podcast, but so yesterday I came in and I missed a sell-off in the stock market in the futures. I'm talking about day trading here. And I had some pretty good analysis, I thought, in terms of where it might stop. And I thought it was going to kind of retrace back into the middle of the range, which was significant 10 to 20 handles because of the Facebook news that brought the market down. And I thought that was isolated news and it wasn't necessarily material to their earnings. And I just thought that the stock market could probably blow that off. And I had an area of like a 2,700 or so, five handles or so around there, which is pretty much where it stopped. So my point here is my market analysis was pretty good. I give myself like a B plus to even an A minus on analyzing the market and having the right idea. So what happened is I started getting into my trade and it started going my way and I started adding to it and then it spiked down and I would get out of some of it. I keep my initial position on and then it would go back up and I would add to it. I kept thinking that I'm going to get this move and I'm going to make some decent money on it and I have a good idea. And as it all shook out, it finally went down and made a new low, blew me out of my entire position and then rallied the 20 handles all the way up and I missed the whole thing and ended up having a shitty day. And when I reflect on that, I talked to a good friend of mine who I trade with and he had a great solution to it. And when the market's moving really quickly, sometimes you just trade on intuition and on a strategy that's more rapid fire. But when it's more of a played out story like that, where you're waiting for something over a few hours, it really can help to get out a pencil and paper and write down exactly what you want to do and then execute that. The size, the stop, the target, everything. Write it down and getting that like separation from your mind and get it down to paper. And I think that would have saved me. So if I had that trade on, I put that trade on one time, I put in my stop and my target, I catch the trade, I have a good day. Instead, I'm all banged up. And the funny thing is, we all want to say, oh, I need to learn more technical tools or I want to understand the market better, which is a bunch of shit because my market analysis was excellent, but my execution was terrible because I didn't want to miss the move and I wanted to really get paid on my idea. So I ended up with good analysis and bad results. So learning more about the market wouldn't help me at all. And learning more about the market rarely ever helps you. It's always the same stuff over and over, and it just comes down to how you are willing to miss the move or how you're willing to follow your plan. And that is where I think you get your sanity and where you get results. So this is kind of my self-reflection on that process. And I think the punchline is it's always inside of you. It's never the market. It's never learning more. It's just sticking to what you did, because that independent analysis that you're doing on your own is usually good because it's yours and you believe in it. And then when you believe in it at the prices you said, but then when I'm adding to everything as it goes back up, I'm getting worse prices and then the market's coming down and shaking me out because my size is too big. So that's the best reflection I can have on it right now. And I'm going to obviously correct it going forward.